This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And we'll start in Europe, where two countries are doing two very different things to get their economies back on track. France wants to cut taxes, and the Greek parliament has just passed a bill that will lead to the layoffs of about 15,000 public employees who had been constitutionally guaranteed jobs for life. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
How big of a deal is it that they are getting rid of thousands of public workers in terms of the overall object of bringing down the size of their debt?
It's a very important contribution. Two things are needed. One is to get the size of the public sector down, but also to ensure that it does its work more efficiently. Greece actually overall does not have, by European standards, a particularly large public sector. The problem that they have, though, is that it is large relative to the amount of tax they've been capable of raising to pay for it. So those two elements are absolutely central to the effort to stabilise their debt situation, get the cost of the public sector down, and to raise tax more efficiently.
Now, meanwhile, in France, there is something very different going on, which is that President Hollande wants to cut taxes to spur growth in the economy.
It is striking, isn't it? France does have the largest public sector in the Eurozone in relation to its national income. And Mr. Hollande did come into office talking about raising taxes. In some sections of the community, that's gone down predictably badly. And what he's now suggesting is that he, or at least there are suggestions coming out of France, that he will propose cutting capital gains tax for entrepreneurs, something intended to make it a little easier for people to set up new businesses. And it has been one of the most long-standing complaints from the business sector in France that taxes and regulations provide a very strong disincentive to people to set up new businesses.
The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker in London. Thanks, Andrew.
My pleasure, Jeremy.